This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show as we continue to roll on The Usual Suspects. Seems like it's already going to be another good one. Yeah, I'm calling my shot.
I like it.
I like it a lot. I got hour number two because we know Nick's now starting to look at what he might formulate as his list, and he and Siri are on good terms. So I got hour number two of the Wayback Wednesday with songs pertaining to Joel, and therefore there is no one to start with other than the one, the only, Billy Me, Billy Joel. One of my favorite songs growing up, first album I ever owned, 52nd Street by Billy Joel.
That was the very first album
my
you ever
sister
owned.
Bought it for me for my birthday.
Is it because of the Joel in there, or was it just because she didn't like you?
I think she played a lot of his music, and I liked his music, and I think she thought that if she bought it for me, she'd end up with it anyway.
Oh.
One of those.
Yeah.
Because the other one she bought me was like, remember those old K-Tel records where they had like the greatest hits? Yeah, I had that one too.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe you were being punished because I just have never been a Billy Joel guy. I tried.
He's huge. I mean, people talk about how he performs until now.
Yeah.
Well,
he performs like he's a youngin', like he's
very
active.
What did he do? He did something like he broke the record at Madison Square Garden where he did like 11 shows. I don't know if he did them like every weekend or like consecutively, but he just filled up the garden. He's a New York guy. They love that. He did Lambeau Field this summer, and he did a stadium tour. He did Lambeau. He did several big-time stadiums and just filled them to the gills. So you don't have to be – I mean, there's – you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over you not being a fan, but I think there's plenty out there that think he might have a career someday.
I mean, he could.
I think the worst thing about Billy Joel is his daughter ended up looking like him instead of Christy Brinkley or his wife.
I haven't seen her, but the wife was – Christy Brinkley was –
Christy Brinkley still at whatever she is, 60-something, still looks pretty darn good.
I got this question. Max Mueller, or maybe Miller. I don't know because I've seen it both ways. He said, would you accept a hug from Lavelle Crawford? I don't know if you guys know who Lavelle Crawford is. You can Google him.
The stand-up comedian?
Yep.
Yep. No, exactly. He's massive. He's huge. He's like 400 or 500 pounds.
I would he could put me in his pocket. He's a big boy. Like, so my answer was only if he let me open for him. And then I really immediately regretted the phrasing of that reply.
Especially if you're worried about people putting their junk on your thigh. He might just put a couple of his.
But the answer is, yeah. If he let me go on and perform in front of his set. See, how about that? That was better. Yeah, I got to be very careful with you. No, don't. I'm not going to allow you to try to turn that into something sexual because it wasn't. But
if
then
you go on and perform in front of him.
But then I said set. I had to add that because I know how you are, Joseph. Max then added, what about Ralphie May? Same answer.
Another massive
guy.
I'll
let all these fat comics hug me if they let me perform with them. On stage.
For them.
No. Damn it, Nick. I give up. You
for
know
them.
What?
He said for them, yeah.
I'm not reading these anymore.
So you're performing for him on stage. So instead of in the privacy of your own house, you're just going to perform for him on stage.
you're getting some heat for your music.
I don't really care. Again.
They were like, how old is Joel? 65.
You know what? For as much as I have lots of current artists that I prefer and listen to, I can go to Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, or Elton John at any time and be just fine.
He said, oh, God, we got to listen to 8 clips of this? This is
Jose
on Twitter.
Eight.
Jose is killing you right now, man. But hey, there's only so much you can do. Trust me. It was all I could do not to play Barry Manilow.
I would have Googled producers with the name of Joel doing songs because aside from Billy Joel, there's 3 randoms that have Joel in the title. Otherwise, I was like, I'm out.
You could have played some Christian music with Joel Osteen singing.
No, then I'd play Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. And the thing is that Joel Grey was on Broadway, but No one knows that, including me. I mean, I'd have to Google and just find out if he had a song.
No. I'm glad you didn't do that. Yeah. And somebody texted the show said Lavelle Crawford has lost a lot of weight. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And then somebody said I might have a chance with Rafi May. He's a big Houston guy. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, he actually is from, I want to say, Tennessee. Or maybe it was Tennessee through Arkansas. But then he was up in Arkansas. Sam Kinison said, man, you need to get down to Houston. That's where it's at. Rafi May came down to Houston. He was actually, his home club is my home club, the Joke Joint. He performed there. Yep, he performed there for many, many years. Made it big on Last Comic Standing, and the rest is history. And in fact, a buddy of mine who passed away, a comic named Ed Blake, was in Oklahoma City, passed out on stage. Long story short, Ed ended up losing a leg and had like thousands and thousands of dollars of medical bills. And it got around to Rafi May. And this was a couple years ago, but Ralphie stayed over an extra day in Houston, did an extra show for Ed, and gave him the door. So all the ticket sales went directly to Ed because Ralphie has a door deal. Yeah, so I can't knock anybody that would do something like that
Ralphie's
for somebody
else.
Ralphie's
big and has the real high-pitched voice.
He's big. I don't know that his voice is, I could see where you'd say that, yeah. It's kind of an annoying-ish kind of voice, high-pitched, but not... Not like high like this, but more like a screech.
Yeah, you guys have that in common.
Okay. Are we doing this app?
Here's the thing. Before we get to the app, too. Okay.
We're almost out of time now. We got to wait till 2:15.
Your home club is the Joke Joint on Fuquay.
That's right.
And Fuquay? We also know Fuquay, that on top of that, you have to pay for tickets unless you give them away, but hugs are free.
That was a long ways to go.
They're just
going to
keep on hugging,
like,
Nick.
That was just a long
way. Keep on hugging. We need bumper stickers for Barry. Keep on hugging.
Who's the greatest fat comic of all time is a question we just got.
I just name a bunch of them. Bruce, Lavelle Crawford, Rafi May, right?
Yeah,
Farley's up there.
Chris Farley.
Oh, Chris Farley.
Although, stand-up-wise, I don't know.
Was Farley a stand-up guy?
Not really.
He did some, though, right?
His brother does a lot more than he did. I think he was more of a comedic actor. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
his brother. Belushi was not a stand-up guy, was he?
Again, more of a comedic actor. Known for being a comedic actor.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying these guys haven't done it because there is that intersection. You know what I mean? Guys that are comedic actors will hit the stage to make some money and vice versa. Comics will do some acting. But predominantly, no, Farley and Belushi were more known as being comedians or comedic actors than
stand-up comics. I got a list
right
here. Kevin Barnett.
Never heard of him. I'd probably know him if
I saw
him. What's
the guy from Family Feud?
I would have to say, to be honest with you, it goes back a ways. But a guy that really owned his weight really early on that I was a big fan of, but that would have been a corny dad joke, but Louis Anderson.
That's what I was gonna say. The Family Feud guy
back in the day I thought he really, he took it to he was one of those guys that really pointed it out early on. So him, and Rafi May was always been a favorite of mine. So I would have to have him on that list.
Cedric the Entertainer.
He's not fat.
Oh yes, he is.
Seti Bear. Come on,
totally fat.
But I mean, like. Cedric is just one of those guys. He's just overweight. Like, you know what I mean? He just enjoys a good meal, but he's not fat.
He's got a commercial now for diabetes. I'm not worried
about Cedric having to get a knee replacement. Some of these other cats that I'm naming, they might already be on their third or fourth knee on each side. You know what I mean? Like, there's a big difference. So no, I wouldn't put Cedric in the fat category of comedians. Funny, yes. By the way, I did get to watch the Def Comedy Jam 25th anniversary. I watched it this morning on Netflix. Any interest in Def Comedy Jam at all, you need to go and check this out. Billy D is on there.
He's in there.
It's absolutely outstanding. And the best part of the entire thing is when D.L. Hughley and Dave Chappelle go off script and start riffing on the crowd towards the end. It's worth sticking around for. So, if you're a fan at all of Def Comedy Jam, I grew up on it. Me and my foster brother, Dante, he goes by Touche. Well, he went by Touche. He passed away now. But we grew up on that stuff. So that was such a great trip down memory lane for me.
There you have it.
Yep, go check it out. All right, we'll do the sleep talking app next.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
But we didn't get to it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we just said anytime after 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so we'll do it next.
We
promised people it too, so we'll do it at 2:15. Stay in the car.
There you go. That's what we call a tease, and you were teased properly. Now you just got to hold tight for a couple more minutes. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
So excited!
KFNC on Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Kovacs is the name of the band. Song for Joel, name of the song.
I thought you said it was Kovacs.
Well, maybe I lied. I've never heard of them before today. So, you know, they can go by either one of them, and I would have said yes, but I just know that I found the song, and it's actually not a bad song. So I actually put it
out. It's actually a pretty terrible song. What are you talking about?
Can't wait for your list there, Nikki. Nick, by the way, I suggest one of the people were tweeting in and texting in that Darling Nikki by Prince should be one of your songs.
That's fine.
Unedited.
Done.
Okay. Darling Nikki. Darling Nikki behind the glass, Barry and Joel here as we get in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. Way Back Wednesday is using our names, title, artist, no producer, right?
Well, my hour could. Kicked ass. That's all I know.
It's not a competition, Barry.
Oh, that's right.
It's a participatory sport.
I'm just
sport.
Saying, guys.
We all get participatory trophies.
That's right. We got some fat comic suggestions before we get into this app. Patrice O'Neill. I love Patrice O'Neill. What a fantastic comic. Passed away, but
got another one.
Really hilarious. Somebody said greatest fat comic, Janine Garofalo. You are.
That's mean.
You're going to hell. How can we forget Fluffy? Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah.
Iglesias, sorry, not yep. Iglesias. Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias. And then getting a lot, including Greg on Twitter, but a lot of folks saying John Panetti. The one that he had the bit about the buffet. The Chinese buffet,
They see you coming, yeah.
Yeah, you go now. Yeah, John Panetti, very funny. I just don't know if he was consistent as some of these other guys or as big, and I don't mean, no Size pun intended. Wise. Yeah, I mean like, you know, popular. Like, Louis Anderson was really popular in the same way Ralphie May has become really popular.
Louis Anderson was hosting Family Feud. Then they recently had him on the celebrity one on the weekends on national TV. He just never looks healthy to me.
No. No, you're right. It's borderline.
Like he's right also kind of weird.
I was talking to Ken Reed, who's the owner of the Joke Joint, because Louie's from Minnesota, where Ken and Becky have another club up there in Minnesota, another Joke Joint, and so he works up there a bit. And apparently, Louie's a pretty quirky guy. At one point, he was given his number. He was running this thing where he was doing a stand-up show, or not a school. And so, if you lived in the Minnesota area, you would go to this school and you'd pay all this money, but one of the perks of doing it, you didn't get any work, but Louis Anderson would give you his phone number. And so you always were like, I got Louis Anderson's phone number. Well, turns out he had a burner phone that he would just give, that the voicemail was always full because he would just give that number out and he never checked. He just left it in a drawer somewhere, but he was quirky like that. So yeah, that's the kind of dude you're dealing with sometimes when you talk to some of these comics.
Cash cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bruce was another one that came up. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
And yeah, we already mentioned LaBelle Crawford, who, by the way, went on a diet.
He showed me a picture. That's really a skinny. Large and in
good
charge man.
Not anymore. He I don't know if he went the Al Roker route or
hopefully he's still funny though.
Al, what was the other guy that what was the other Al that lost a ton of Al Sharpton, right? Didn't they both get the stomach bypass surgery or whatever?
I don't know. The Reverend Al lost a lot of weight?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you didn't see that picture of him taking a selfie, and he looks like a child. It looks like somebody photoshopped a man's head, Al Sharpton's head, on an 8-year-old body. It looks creepy. I'll find it.
Okay,
I'm gonna find it. It looks very weird, but yeah. All right, you want to do this app before we forget again? We've got to do this app. So if you were tuning in last week, I told you the story about how my sister-in-law Nancy turned me onto this app called the Sleep Talk app, and it will record you while you're sleeping. And then you can listen back to yourself snoring or farting or burping or talking in your sleep, whatever it may be. Then people upload these and you can listen to these recordings from all over the world. And last week, I don't know, was it Monday? If they want to go back and listen to the previous week's versions of this.
I want to say it was Monday of last week.
Yeah, I want to say Monday. You can go back and listen to the podcast and hear what that. But if you listen to the end of the show, you hear the yeah boy fart. That's where that came from. So this week we've gone out and found six more. So this was, and we did this because a lot of you guys requested it. In fact, Lauren Pope wanted this to be a weekly thing and several people on text. So here we go. So without further ado, let's get into this. We're going to start with one of my favorites. This is called Mushy Peas, number two.
Mushy peas, mushy peas, mushy peas, mushy peas, mushy peas, mushy peas, mushy peas. Mushy peas.
Hey, Paul.
What?
What are you doing?
Singing.
She's like, Paul, what are you doing? He's like, singing. Like, yeah, no.
Paul.
What?
What are you doing?
Singing.
Yeah, no kidding, but why are you singing at the middle of the night?
Mushy peas.
So good. Is that on your list, Joel?
No,
that's Paul Joel with mushy peas. Isn't it weird the stuff that you come up with while you're asleep?
What did we think it was, Nick?
Mushy. What did we think?
I don't know.
It was something totally different. The first time we heard
Musketeers?
It, wasn't it
close,
Musketeers?
Something like that.
It wasn't mushy peas.
It wasn't mushy peas.
All right, you want to do the next one?
Yeah.
Go with number one on the list.
Sorry, Lord.
Now, the beauty of this is you have to listen really close to the beginning because that's when he farts. But then it's so bad that it scares his wife.
I farted, sorry.
If I had a nickel for every time I've scared my wife when I farted, I would have 10 cents. That's hilarious.
I farted, sorry.
Like,
I farted, sorry.
Have you ever farted so bad, Joel, that Lisa screamed out loud in the middle of the night?
Audio?
So funny to me.
No.
Oh, what? Oh, silently? Like the smell?
Yeah, the smell.
You've woken her up
to cinch her nasal hairs.
Yeah.
And she has the most radar intensified smelling system of anyone I've ever met in my life.
Yes.
Yeah, so the silent ones are deadly and killer to her.
Yeah.
The loud ones, she just gives me a look like, really?
I really feel bad. I feel bad for Nora because we use a fan in our room for white noise, right? To help drown out.
A box fan, as you've
noted. Yeah, a box fan to help drown out the other things. But it's on my side. So it blows from my side to her side.
So it intensifies the wind.
So every time I fart, it blows it right across her path. Like she gets every fart every time, no matter what. And yeah, sometimes I've woken her up, and it's powerful. Yeah, I felt bad. One night I woke up and the cat was trying to cover me, like I was in a cat box. It was that's when you know that they're bad, when the cat's like pretending like he's raking litter over you. That's when you know you stink. That's when it's bad. All right, here we go. This one is this is just called Long Fart, number three.
Hold on, let me get that one pulled up.
All right. This is so I feel like this one's almost fake. I'll be honest with you. There's no way this can be real. I don't know. Let's see. We got it?
Oh, not long fart. Let's skip over long
fart. Okay. Let's go to... Okay, now this one is sad. This one is really sad because this dude... I'm not even going to spoil it. This is called Something Fell Off the Wall.
No! Shh. It's all right.
What?
It's all right. Something just fell off the wall. It's okay. It's all right. Just go back to sleep.
Play it again. This dude loses his man card in under a second.
No! It's all right.
What?
It's all right. He just fell off the wall.
He tries to be all like, what? What? Like,
it's
what?
Okay.
Did the fart knock something off the wall?
No! Something just fell, and he screams. Have you ever screamed like that in your life?
No.
I will admit that every once in a while, my wife will play a prank on me and, like, scare me. Like, it'll be, like, 1 in the morning, and I'll be, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're coming into the bedroom to go to bed. Like, I'll be in there watching TV or come home from a show. And out of nowhere, she'll just be like, boo, or scare me. Once, I screamed like a girl really bad. Like, and I shook my hands, like, by my chest. And
I don't think anybody is... contesting any of that.
I definitely had to give, I definitely lost a punch on my man card. with that. But this dude, that's so good. That is so good. All right, do we have number three? You want to do number three? All right, let's do number three. This is called Long Fart.
You done?
You gotta be proud of that, because you can tell he is.
I love that she's talking to him. What are you doing?
You done?
Are you done?
Oh. Now are you done?
Now are you done?
Yes, I thought it was, what are you doing? Are you done? Now are you done?
Yeah.
Dude, now whatever guy lost his man card with the previous one, this guy double punched his man card.
It's like when you take a balloon and you keep trying to.
Hold on, cut it. Cut it. I like it in the beginning. Just goes. He's not even really into it. She's like, oh, what the hell? Like, that's what it sounds like it says. Listen in the beginning.
Like, what are you doing?
He talks to her in fart. He answers in fart. That is so amazing.
What are you doing?
That's gotta be fake.
These English people must be eating a lot of crazy food. A
lot of beans. I didn't realize there was this much gas and fish and chips. Oh, my goodness. All right, this is number five. This one is just called WTF. I would have called that one. This is, if your woman makes these noises, you know you're doing it right. That's what I would have called it. That's like, if you can get your woman to make those noises, you're doing it correctly. Then you're like, yeah,
I thought
that's right.
I thought you actually had audio, Nick, of when Nora scared Barry.
No.
Sounds the same to me.
Could you imagine, though, laying in bed with somebody and that's the noises they make? I'd be like, are you trying to, am I being pranked right now? Am I being punked? Is Ashton Kutcher
like,
around?
What's worse?
What kind of noise is that for
what
a person
would be
to
worse,
make?
If they're making that noise in their sleep or they're making that noise when you are
getting
intimate?
I don't know. I think if you can make that. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, have you ever heard I think you've heard the world's worst cry. It was on Intervention and this dude's dad.
We played it here on the show.
Yeah. So this is what it reminds me of, the world's worst cry.
Pretty close.
That is so good. Maybe he was dreaming that. Like, it's the mashup. I like that.
One thing we know for sure is any fart noise is going to get you snagglepuss laughing.
I really feel like there's... I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get in trouble. All right, this is the last one. This is number six for the week.
Oh, Andy. Shoot yourself.
Oh, Andy. You bleeped yourself. Like,
shoot yourself.
What did she say?
Oh, Andy. Shoot yourself.
She told him he messed himself.
Right, but can she say that on the air?
He's beeping it. It's not you. It's beeped. Yeah, it's, oh, God, that's so funny. Oh, that is so good. All right, well, there's more in the app. We'll try to get more of those for next week as well.
I still have a real issue with the fact that they're all from England.
Why? The app was created.
We need some old-fashioned American fart noise.
Well, it ends our show every day. The yeah, boy. That's Southern.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
that is as American.
That isn't even just a boy. That's a boy.
I mean, I really think that's the Alabama fight song. That I think that's how it ends or starts. I don't know which. So we'll try to get some more next week.
Sounds good. That'll be a staple. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the good people at American Wheel and Tire. They're the number one place to go for custom wheels and tires in Houston. You can jazz up an old car or take a brand new car and give it that unique, special look that fits your personality. Wheels and tires help you stand out and not look like everybody else. They also have lift kits, Kevlar coating. These wraps for cars are spectacular. Off-road accessories, everything for your SUV and your pickup truck. And also, if you buy four new tires right now with mounting and balancing, you get a free Yeti 20-ounce tumbler, and we know how valuable those things are. All you got to do is mention ESPN 97.5. They're conveniently located at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. Or you can check out, like I said, all the wraps and all the neat things they've done to cars at AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Mike and Tammy Gust have been in business for over 15 years. They're not going to screw you over. They're going to be honest with everything they do for you, and they have everything in-house. So that means if you need a stock rim or tire from a car that you bought right from the dealer and is fairly new or brand new and you want to keep it looking that way, they have the replacement parts right there in stock. If your tire needs to be replaced completely, they have those tires too. They also have rims, and they can do rim repair. So in case you have a rim damage on one of the rims of your cars and you think you're going to have to replace it, that's not necessarily the case. It may be something that they can buff out or fix for you and save you a lot of money. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. Mike and Tammy have been running it for over 15. American Wheel and Tire. Check them out, 290 and 34th Street or AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Again, don't blame me. It had Joel in the song title, but another obscure artist and another obscure song. I'm sorry I don't have middle-of-the-road names like Nick and Barry.
Well, Joel is a middle-of-the-road name.
Well, not in terms of finding song people involved in music.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I could have found a song better than this.
Nick, would I have been approved if, as Lenny said, I should have gone to the group Blank 182?
No.
Blink 182. There's a Joel in Blink 182, right?
Is there?
I think so.
I just think Blank 182 is a clever name that Lenny came up with.
No,
I like that.
You stop
Blink
it.
182, yeah.
I know. Oh, what the Joel, whatever band he's in, he was the one that was married to Nicole Richie, right? I think.
I don't know.
I really don't,
don't know what you're talking about.
Blink 182. Well, I'll look it up.
There's, no,
sure
Joel, there's no Joel in Blink 182.
No, not Blink 182, but I'm pretty sure that Nicole Richie married, at least for a short time, a guy that was in a band similar to that. Not Good Charlotte. We'll get to it. Anyway, that song right there sucked. Nick, you don't have to tell me. I'll tell you. But at least
it was better than the Kovac one, or Kovacs.
Are you talking about Nick, Good Charlotte?
Nick, you don't have to
Joel
rub
Madden
salt in the wound. There you go.
From
Joel
Good
Madden.
Charlotte.
Joel Madden.
And
you
don't have a single Good Charlotte song on your list, do you?
I'm not answering that.
Fail. You have failed.
He's going down the talk back line.
If you've got Good Charlotte, I could use the help right about now. Thank you, producer Nick. Over.
That's exactly what happened, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's nice of you. Did you see this thing where, you know, the Eagles kicker made a 61-yard field goal to win the game?
Yep.
I forget his name. I forget the kid's
name. Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott. And while he was getting ready for the kick, Carson Wentz is on the sidelines talking to some players, and he says, you know what? If he makes this, I'll give him my game check. If he makes this kick 61 yards, I'll give him my game check. I have thoughts on why he said it, but let's listen to the audio first and then discuss.
This guy's a superhero if he makes this. I'll freaking give him my paycheck. I'll give him my game check. I'll give him my game check if he makes this.
Woo!
Whoa! Sure we cover. Come on, Elliot. Come on, big four.
I think he made it. Yep, he made it.
He sure did.
That is great.
Now, I've heard, and I was reading the internet, that they were trying to get to Wentz to see if he was actually going to own up to it. And I heard he was trying to squirm out of it a little bit, but we haven't confirmed that he's confirmed or denied it.
I was going to say, where did you hear that? Because I don't want to put that evil on him if it's not true.
Yeah, I'm looking for the article again. But like I said, we haven't heard a definitive he's going to or he's not going to. so that we won't.
Well, he kind of has to, right? Because here's the thing: I think
a lot of money. What'd you say it was?
$97,798 is a game check for Carson Wentz, and I kind of feel like he said it because there's no way he thought that that kid would make it. 61-yard field goal, and he's thinking, he ain't gonna make it. I'll give you my game check if he makes it. That's the only time you say something like that is when you're almost 100% sure that he's not gonna make it. So he's like, man, be a hero. I'll give him a game check. What? Oh, damn. I forgot I mic'd up too. Damn it. Why did I do that today?
I was going to say, that's the wrong day to have the microphone underneath your pads.
Yeah.
To be able to. And here's the other thing. Now, remember this. We had him on Radio Row at Super Bowl, and he was one of the quarterbacks that got gifts for his players, but he got rifles. Remember, you guys were talking about the guns or whatever that he got at his offensive lineman?
So don't
think for a second he might go, God, I don't want to give up $100,000. Let me see if one of my sponsors or guys I know might give the kicker like a custom gun and a four-wheeler. Well, maybe I can save some dough.
The thing is he's got to pay taxes on the game check. And then when he gives the money, since it's so much money, I believe that the kicker has to pay taxes on the gift.
If he reports it.
I mean, when you're dealing with almost $100,000 and there's just a $100,000 deposit that goes into your account, you better report it.
You're acting like a real boss if you go, yeah, man, I appreciate you giving me the money. Can you give it in cash?
Yeah, can I get that in 20s?
Can I get that in all cash?
Can I get $97,798?
That's what Chris Davis tweeted. 20s. He's like, straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
No doubt. Because that you save the taxes that way.
Yep, for sure. I would be careful. But, yeah, I thought that was funny. That was really good audio, too. It's just, I don't know about you guys, but I love when you get to hear players that are mic'd up and what goes on in the sidelines, what goes on in the huddle, what goes on in those conversations before or after. Some of my favorite stuff in sports comes from that.
They do it for Super Bowls, but now they've done it where I think it's at least one game a week where midweek, say for last weekend's games, they give you the best of mic'd up from that game. It is awesome to hear, you know, what the coaches are saying, to hear what the players are saying after big hits in the huddles. That stuff to me is just gold. I love all those shows. And of course, like when they do the Super Bowls and you go back, especially like last year's Super Bowl when the Patriots were making the comeback, and you can even hear the Falcons players on the sidelines going, hey, man, that's Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing what's coming,
yep.
Kind of like the Texans felt last Sunday. That's the kind of thing that is really, really cool. And having done it with the NBA, it's easy with the NFL because you can hide a microphone in the shoulder pads and such. It doesn't hinder. But they've really made advances to where in the NBA now, where the label is at the bottom of the jersey, there's a pocket, and it slides the transmitter so that the player doesn't feel, because a lot of it was, and Chandler Parsons was notorious for this. He'd agree to be mic'd up and he'd want the publicity, and he'd have a bad first half and he'd rip it off and say, no, I feel it. I don't like it. So the NBA went really, really technical trying to get the most kind of undetectable microphone they could. And now players will wear it more frequently. And that's awesome audio there too.
Yeah, I love it. I really do. I think it's so cool because I want to know, you know what I mean? You'll see a conversation or you'll see in the huddle when things are going right or wrong. And I've always wanted to know what's being said in there.
But as I told you guys, what goes out on the air has to be approved by the PR departments. So there's PR representatives sitting in the truck for basketball. If they say anything about a play or a coach says anything about a player, it'll never make the air. And it has to be destroyed by the end of the game. So that it never gets out on the internet, so that people, because we had one where one of our coaches said something, it got out
controversial.
It got out there, and through back channels when they were sending it supposedly to TNT, someone got a hold of it and sent it out over social media, and it made everybody look really bad.
Ooh.
And Kevin McHale said, I will never, and we can ask him when we have him on again, but he said, I will stop doing these and you will not be miking me up ever again until someone gets to the bottom of this and guarantees me it won't happen again.
I like it.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. Almost done with hour number two of the three-hour show, but plenty more to get to. Yes, Billy Joel continues to play because I struck out, although Nick will be featuring some good Charlotte, I'm sure.
Oh, wait, we got this text. My grandfather was actually scanning through the channels and stomped on this one because he got so excited about the music. That was from Trent.
All right, smartass. What hour did he send that on? Because he may have sent it during yours.
He sent that at 2:09.
You're lying.
I swear to you.
You're lying.
Go look. That's so funny. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, she's got away. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the big show in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. But I know that I can't live
without her anyway. This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. What she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's a good-ass song.
I dedicated this to Barry when I was making my list.
This is a good-ass song right here. Boy, you are killing the game, Joel.
Barry, sometimes you kill the game, and sometimes the game kills you. It's just that simple.
I was, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was looking for famous musicians with the name Joel. And obviously, Joel Madden. I mean, couldn't you have played like a gospel song from Joel Osteen? It had to have been better than this.
Joel Osteen musically?
Yeah.
Come on.
It had to have been better than this, right? But I'm looking, not a ton of options. Here's Joel Birch from the Amity Affliction.
No, Trey would know.
Yeah.
Not me.
But I can't imagine that would be any worse than what we're listening to right now.
Why don't you...
What do you want from me, Joel? I was trying to look. Here's
just get the beep button ready because I'm about to tell you where to go.
Joel. This is from Mandy. Joel Madden married Hillary Duff. Just play some of her stuff. Not really,
Nick. You got that queued up?
No, she said not really. Don't play Hillary Duff. Somebody wants to know what's the name of the sleep app that we use. I don't know. Let me get my phone out. I think it's called Sleep Talk, but I can check. Yeah, I'll check for you.
While you're checking, we want to give you a chance to win again. We have lined this thing up for you in the past. We're going to do it again. We'd love to give to you, the listeners. Right now, I'm going to give away 2 tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. That's right, Oktoberfest Houston, which is the best in German and Texas culture, craft beer and music, all gathering for the most festive day of the year. Grab your Lederhosen, your dirndls, and taste a variety of German and local craft beer while you listen to the best polka music in Texas. It's at Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September the 30th. General admission starts at just $25, but right now we're going to give away 2 tickets to caller number 5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Good luck. And if you don't win, tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Search Oktoberfest with a K. So there, did you find it?
Yeah, it's called Sleep Talk.
Okay.
Sleep Talk, and I was looking at the who makes it, but yeah, they're out of Sweden, whoever the maker is. I forget the name, but yeah, it's called Sleep Talk. I don't know if it's for iPhone, but I do know on my Android it's available.
It's for England.
Yeah, or Sweden or whatever, all that, all of Europe.
Danke, yeah, Sweden.
Somebody said, how cool would it be if the NBA and the NFL games were on HBO? I don't know. If I'm already paying for it, yeah.
Well, I think what they're referring to is, much like Hard Knocks, if the cussing and everything that the national networks take out, like I said, when they have someone screening everything.
Right.
That I'm sure as a league, both leagues would be hypersensitive to the fact that with kids watching, they don't want to see their heroes dropping F-bombs.
Well, it happens. You're going to hear it if you go to the game.
True.
Especially in basketball. Somebody said a couple of people texted the show. Slim Thug and Joel Osteen had a hit. First of all, let's be careful throwing around the word.
I do recall something about that, though.
Let's be careful throwing around the word hit.
They had a song.
Yeah, there's a difference. They had a song. I don't know about a hit, but you're almost done anyway. So there's no sense in trying to keep this train from going off the track because now it's just a matter of when the pile's going to stop. It's already a mess. So
yeah. Verlander just gave up his second home run of the afternoon.
Is it tied up now, 2-2?
No, it's 4-2 Houston.
Okay, so they got some more runs. Okay.
Yep, Correa, another hit.
Oh.
News of the day, since you mentioned basketball and we mentioned the Louisville scandal, Already, two top 100 recruits for the University of Louisville basketball team have decommitted. They said it's all basically based on what's going on with this scandal at Louisville. So two top 100 recruits have reopened the recruiting process, saying they have decommitted from Louisville. And it was official this morning, Dwayne Wade planning to join the Cavaliers after he cleared waivers, signing for 1 year, $2.3 million.
Oh. And don't we have Rocket News as well?
If you'd like to call that news, then I'd like you to announce it.
You want me to? I think you should.
The Texans with the,
too, right?
I get the honors. Yeah, Rocket signed free agent George DePaola.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Which, it's like, you know what?
Barry, we can't. One word.
Yeah, it's spelled P-A-U-L-A, so it's spelled Paula.
No, that word.
But we got a pronunciation Paula. But
means
it looks
only
like,
one thing.
It looks like George DePaola. And I was thinking, oh, well, they couldn't go out and get
somebody
Paul George.
From overseas, right?
No, they couldn't go out and get Paul George. They were like, well, you know what? We'll get George DePaula.
The next best thing.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it reversed.
The dyslexic. The Red Rowdies are going to have those signs, DePaula the Bala. But I'm telling you right now, the fact that they've signed him leads me to believe only one thing. Championship.
6'6", 194 pounds, early candidate for 2017 NBA draft. The 21-year-old spent the past four seasons playing professionally in Brazil. DePaula, who also goes by Georgino.
Well,
played for the Rockets in the MGM Resort NBA Summer League in 2017.
Just so the Vegas Summer
sky's
League.
The limit, guys. Sky's the limit. You know, the Thunder are out here adding Melo. The Cavs are out here adding
D-Wade.
Who cares? Rockets added George DePaula. Championship.
That's what I'm saying. The chip is theirs.
Championship.
194.
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's an early candidate for a express pass to the drive-thru window at Whataburger. This kid better put some weight on.
Yeah, I was going to say, that wasn't too long. Like, last week, I weighed in at 189.
There it is.
I feel it. Thank you, George DePaula. Thank you for bringing the championship back home to Houston, Texas.
DePaula the Bowler, bringing the chip
I
to
won't
H-Town.
Allow that. You shouldn't have done that.
All the way from Galveston.
From Galveston?
Yep, hit that three.
Oh, God, I hate you right now so much for that.
Springer dinger. By the way, are we good or bad with Blummer still using McCannonball?
I love it.
You do?
I love McCannonball because it's different. Like, with the Springer dinger thing, they're just like, yeah, Springer dinger. It's like, yeah, okay, that's great. But Jeff Blum gets into it and be like, McCannonball. I love that
because he comes out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, you guys know I generally hate those things.
Yes.
Unless they're either entertaining or funny, and that's both because it's a reference to what's it called?
Anchorman.
Yeah, and it's funny. What is going on with my phone? I dig it, man. I like it a lot.
The greatest thing is Jake from Rake Farm too. Yeah, that's good. But I love the fact that, like, Todd Callis is in mid, like, McCann in the second level with a bomb. And all of a sudden you just hear, like, as loud as can be from, like, when you start doing your yelling. Just, McCannonball!
I like it.
Blummer's having fun with it.
I like those. I mean, I'm good. Like I said, I'm good if it's funny and or entertaining because I think Jake from Rake Farm is creative and funny. And then he always, without a fail, Jeff Blum will say Jake from Rake Farm, and then Todd Callis will be like, khakis, yep. And that's great. I love it. I keep that up, but Springer Dinger, get the hell out of here. I'm still mad we didn't get Aoki Pokey, but whatever. I'll get over it at some point.
I got Call Me Maven.
Call Me Maven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that didn't make you feel any better because you're Aoki Pokey.
I still think Aoki Pokey is better than Call Me Maven, but.
I don't.
Well. That's
Chris
where
Davis
we
on Twitter says, oh, look, a taller Barbosa. You better hope he plays like Barbosa to be DePaula the Bala. I did it to you again. All right, so my hour's over. You guys can rejoice as you no longer have to listen to songs with my name in it because they're tough as hell to find.
Garbage name.
Nick, you're up next. Can't wait. Darling Nikki by Prince and more coming up after the break right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I just want someone that I can talk to.